Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. It's the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Harris. Happy Friday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. One of the problems that many of us have, and I'm speaking personally here, is that we can lose a sense of perspective or proportion. We can get so focused on the problems in our lives, the quote-unquote problems, that we miss the forest for the trees. What I'm going to say next will probably not surprise you, but meditation can really help with this. So let's do a practice specifically designed to help us tune in to what actually matters the most. And our teacher du jour is La Sarmiento, who's the guiding teacher of the Insight Meditation Community of Washington's BIPOC and LGBTQIA plus sanghas, and is a mentor for the Mindfulness Meditation Teacher Certification Program and for Cloud Sangha. Here we go now with La Sarmiento.
Welcome to another day on the planet. This is La. From the Buddha, every morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. So often, our lives are filled with commitments and responsibilities that tend to overwhelm and exhaust us. How much of our days are filled with what is meaningful for us? In this meditation, we will reflect on our current experience of being human and explore how remembering what matters most gives us agency over how we engage with life. Let's begin. Feel free to move or stretch into a posture that your body would most appreciate right now. Take some fuller breaths as you allow your eyes to close or create a soft gaze downwards. Let your body feel the support of the surface beneath it. It may feel like life is happening to us instead of us remembering that we have choice in how we relate to what is happening. I often ask myself three questions to check in with myself. As you hear each question, take some time to reflect on your experience at this juncture of your life. Do I feel connected or disconnected? Am I feeling gratified or dissatisfied? Do I feel empowered or disempowered? If you happen to feel disconnected, dissatisfied, or disempowered, see if it's possible to offer yourself some kindness and compassion. It can be through phrases like, "May I be kind and gentle with myself when I am struggling?" May I trust that I'm doing the best I can? May I know that it's okay to have feelings? See if it's possible to connect to or to remember what matters most to you at this time of your life. We'll explore this by asking a few different questions. First, what is it that you most want to experience or express right now? What is it that you want to pay most attention to? What is your deepest aspiration or intention at this time of your life? Whether you have a clear sense or not of what matters most, appreciate yourself for taking the time to begin this contemplation. You may want to take some time to journal about it if you wish. Now, what could be one thing that you could do today that would be in alignment with what matters most to you? Let your eyes open if they've been closed, and gently reorient yourself to your space. Take good care of yourself and each other out there.
Thank you, La. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. We'll see you right back here on Monday with a favorite episode from the archives. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.